A reminder from the NAACP, on April 1st, don't be fooled. Vote.
Francis has been undergoing treatment for double pneumonia, but he was able to say thank you, everyone, to the crowd. Here's Vatican expert Michael Walsh.
I'm delighted he's recovering his health. He's much needed in the world at the moment, it seems to me, with the way things are going.
And we're told Francis is now on his way back to the Vatican to continue his recovery. Joel Hodge of the Australian Catholic University says it will be tough for Francis not to be around the people.
He's a great worker. He likes to give of himself. He wants to be present to the people. He doesn't like to go on holiday and all that kind of thing. But he may have to rebalance that in the light of this serious stay in hospital.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain likely for today with highs reaching the upper 40s. Gusty southeast winds eventually will come around to the west and southwest later in the day. Some of the rain a bit heavy in spots. Rain ending tonight. Lows will drop to around the 30-degree mark. It's 33 at our studios.
How is your drive to school? Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A record number of visitors toured America's national parks and monuments last year, including sites here in Wisconsin. More than 331 million people flocked to national parks in 2024. Here in Wisconsin, Apostle Islands and the St. Croix Scenic National Riverway both saw boosts in visitors. It's unclear, though, what the summer travel season will hold this year after the Trump administration fired 1,000 National Parks employees across the country on Valentine's Day. Time to say happy birthday to our state parks. This year, Wisconsin's state park system turns 125. Our oldest park is Interstate Park, located along the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway, established back in 1900. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat Harvey Kay will discuss the threats posed to Social Security by the Trump administration. Does calling about missing Social Security payments make you a fraudster? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
It'll be there. Come on, something. Come on, something. Don't be shy, be the guy. Pull up a chair.
Well, I'm thinking we've fixed the problem.
Thinking, well, I'm not sure you hold on. I'm not sure you hold on. I'm not sure you hold on.
Oh, boy. I'm Lou Regani, and there's some electronic problems here, but it looks like we're, and I got to thank Drew again, waking him up on a Sunday morning to make sure this stuff all works for you. But the music of the stars should be all right for now. You know, things happen. The merry-go-round breaks down. Oh, my. The music of the star. Pressed all the buttons, but Drew was there to make sure it worked, and it seems to work. This is Eddie Duchin. Thanks for sticking around. We're late getting on today. But you waited. Thank you. That's Eddie Duchin with Lee Sherwood on vocals. This is The Unholy Trio. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, the merry-go-round broke down as we went round and round. Each time could miss, we'd steal a kiss while the merry-go-round went boom. The merry-go-round broke down and made the darndest sound. The lights went low, we both said, oh, and the merry-go-round went boom. See me frown. Things turned out fine, and now she's mine, 'cause the merry-go-round went. The merry-go-round broke down. Oh, what fun, a wonderful time. Finding love for only a dime. The merry-go-round broke down. But you don't see me frown. Things turned out fine, and now she's mine, 'cause the merry-go-round went. The merry-go-round broke down.
Shut up. Quiet!
We eluded them.
Yeah, we got away, too.
Quiet.
Oh, a microphony.
And a phony at the mic.
Get over there.
Ah.
numbskulls, I'm broadcasting. Use Gritto, radio friends. The soap that gives your hands that dishpan look. How will the old man know you've been working if your hands don't have that dishpan look? Put a box of Gritto in a glass of water, then listen to it fizz. Dopes. Remember, Gritto spelled sideways is Otrigger. And now Gritto's own story of Sandra Sandpile, and here's Mud in Your Eye. Music. Hark. Who is that stepping off the boulevard down by the chicken house? To she.
Maria, Maria, Maria. All the beautiful sounds of the world in a single word. Maria.
Just met a girl named Maria, and suddenly that name will never be the same to me. Maria, I've just kissed a girl named Maria, and suddenly I've found how wonderful a sound can be. Maria, say it loud and there's music playing. And it's almost like rain. Maria, I'll never stop saying Maria.
Bernstein, Sondheim. Thank you. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking that's Ferguson, but it isn't. Chris Doki and the DR Big Band. West Side Story. Maria. Now, fortunately, the stars are still with us. Russ Tamblyn didn't do much singing away from the movie. But he got one here with Harry Geller and the Big Band. Let's hear it. What do you say?
Doo-wop, 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 bop, bop.
Why wait till tomorrow to start our romance? It's gotta be now or never. Come on, take a chance. My arms are so hungry. Your lips are so near. It's gotta be now or never. What is there to fear? Here where the moon is blue in a great big cherry sky. Oh, baby, come and hold me. Baby, come and kiss me. And I'll be satisfied. I promise you, darling, I'll always be true. But it's gotta be now or never. Say you love me too. I promise you, darling, I'd always be true. But it's gotta be now or never. Say you love me too. Yeah, say you love me too.
Russ Tamblyn.
Well, now say you love me too.
George Shakiris, Naked City.
Somewhere in the night, chasing shadows around the bend. Somewhere in the night, chasing rainbows that have no end.
Oh, we lost our signal again. In case you wondered, yeah, we were off the air for just a bit this morning. It's all fixed now, I think.
Your love network, but particularly to the home folk in Vegas. And for my lady and for little Sam and Big Mama.
Here's Sammy off Broadway, 1989.
I dreamed a dream in times gone by. When hope was high and life worth living, I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving. But I was young and unafraid, and dreams were made and used and wasted. There was no ransom to be paid, no song unsung, no wine untasted. But the tigers come at night. with their voices soft as thunder, as they tear your hope apart, as they turn your dreams to shame. I slept a summer by her side. She filled my days with endless wonder. I took her childhood in my stride, and I was gone when autumn came.
I have dreamed that your arms are lovely, and I have dreamed what a joy you'll be. I have dreamed every word you whisper when you're close, close to me. How you look in the glow of evening. I have dreamed and enjoyed the view in these dreams. I've loved you so that by now I think I know what it's like to be loved by you.
Francis Albert with Nelson Riddle. Looking for the saddest song and instrumental I can find. The saddest. I think I found it. There was a movie, I think about 10, 15 years ago. I don't think it did well at the box office. It was called The Saddest Music in the World. And it wasn't that at all. But beside that, I think Leroy Anderson wrote it. The saddest song ever. And it's all about dreams and forgotten dreams. That's off the soundtrack. Sondheim and Bernstein. Oh, the saddest song I ever heard. Now, here it is. It's Leroy Anderson, 1954. And, well, here. It's Forgotten Dreams. See if you agree. Stand by for news, weather. We're on the air till high noon. This has lyrics. Nobody ever recorded them. But they go like this. There was a man like you and me, as simple as a man could ever be. And he was happy as a king, except for one peculiar thing. I want to do a little bit of Leroy Anderson later. It's all American music. Keyboard. The music of the stars. You ever dream that you're dreaming? There's a name for that. It's called lucid dreams. The fun thing about it, you can do anything you want to. Hey, it's your dream. Stand by for news and weather. Oh, weather. Spring will be a little late this year, folks. Walt Disney of Chicago, yeah, it's his hometown, had a dream himself. It was trains. And that's what sparked, believe it or not, Disneyland itself. And that train you see there in the movies, or have you been there? It's a 1915, I think, right around there. Baldwin steamer.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
CBS News special report. Pope Francis is back at the Vatican this morning. He left Gemelli Hospital in Rome earlier, where he'd been undergoing treatment for 5 weeks. At one point, he had double pneumonia. CBS's Chris Livesay says the next 2 months of near isolation and intensive treatment will be tough for Francis.
Another thing he's going to have to do is resist temptation. We know that Pope Francis loves being among the people. And so, for instance, the crowds that were gathered just underneath his hospital room, he has to stay very clear of those. I mean, he was on a balcony high above the crowd, so it was just fine. But I'm sure, you know, if this were a 100% better Pope Francis, he would have loved to actually mingle with the people.
The BBC's Bethany Bell says there's relief among the faithful.
I spoke to one nun who said that she'd been praying every day for the Pope's health and that she couldn't describe her feelings today. She couldn't put them into words.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.